to Gibellina. This audio guide will accompany you throughout your tour. As you approach some sites, you will hear a bleep signal, and the display will show a number corresponding to a location on your map. Press play to listen to the guide. Other sites will not provide a signal, so you need to check your map, digit the number corresponding to your location, and then press play to listen to the guide. Enjoy your tour. On Sunday, the 14th of January, 1968, a few earth tremors were felt in Gibellina. That night, accompanied by a tremendous boom, an earthquake of magnitude 6.4 on the Richter scale devastated the area in the Valle del Belice, razing a number of municipalities to the ground. The driving rain hindered aid efforts, also making it more difficult to assess the true level of the damage. It became clear very soon, however, that it was substantial. The earthquake caused more than 1,000 deaths throughout the Valle del Belice and left almost 100,000 homeless. Leaving aside the details of the debate that then followed over the problems of the work of reconstruction on such a vast scale, suffice to say that the earthquake produced a clear caesura. The old Gibellina had simply ceased to exist, except as a kind of museum exhibit, and a new town called Gibellina Nuova, New Gibellina, was built 18 kilometers from the old. The town plan for the rebuilding of Gibellina, based on the design by Marcello Fabbri, was in the shape of two butterfly wings, a longitudinal road axis separating two symmetrical residential areas, symbolizing the process of metamorphosis, the death of the community, and its return to life. The earthquake uprooted people, animals, and houses, a kind of death which paradoxically released new forms of life. It caused an exodus, moving from the mud of the tents to the burning and freezing metal sheets of the temporary housing, the long journey before the conquest of a new land and the foundation of the new town. The utopia of the freedom and possession of the land, the power of myth, and the search for the genius loci were all inspirations accompanying the adventure, stimulating creativity and illuminating memory. That is why Gibellina was, from the first, shaped by the creative breath of art. These were the words of Ludovico Corrao, known as the Reconstruction Mayor from that moment on. Those changes which are normally introduced into the urban landscape in a series of gradual steps were so immediate here and of such a nature that the panorama created was very special. Gibellina Nuova is one of the biggest open-air art galleries in the world, and if you are a lover of contemporary art, the inspiration and originality of the works on show for your admiration will undoubtedly be a source of pleasure. Dozens of daring sculptures, paintings, and architectural designs, often contrasting strongly with the anonymous buildings that surround them, punctuate the landscape. After the earthquake, Ludovico Corrao, together with many of the most important Sicilian artists, including Guttuso, Sciascia and Consagra, called on internationally famous colleagues to contribute to the reconstruction of the town. While Sicily's artistic heritage is normally thought of, almost by definition, as fixed in the past, Gibellina undoubtedly has a place to itself in this context, seeking to construct a new identity for itself through its connection with contemporary art. You may like it or dislike it, but you will certainly not remain unmoved. Every year, the Fondazione Orestiadi organizes an artistic festival which includes plays, poetry, the visual arts and music, perpetuating the town's avant-garde reputation. It's certainly worth trying out one of the shows or performances if you're visiting during the time of the festival.